With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. 3,000 people might run out of water this summer on the Rocky Boys Reservation. But as Nate Hedgie reports, a bipartisan bill moving through Congress could bring some much-needed relief.
The sun's beating down on Jared Parker as he stands in front of a double-wide house on the Rocky Boys Reservation. His kids are playing out in the front yard. It's a bone-dry patch of prairie.
It'd be nice for the kids to play in the water when it's hot out like this.
But they can't because no one on the reservation is allowed to run sprinklers, wash their cars, or even fill up kiddie pools. Dustin White is the Chippewa Cree Tribal Water Director.
And go through the villages every day telling people to shut their water off.
He says relentless heat, a growing drought, and a broken water storage tank have caused the reservation to nearly run out of water this summer. It's so bad that one little problem, like a pump failure or a house fire, could cause taps to run dry for as many as 3,000 people here.
If we can get to mid-September, end of September without an issue, we're going to be lucky. It's going to be by the grace of God.
While the tribe is drilling two new wells next month, a bipartisan bill moving through Congress might bring some much-needed long-term relief. In mid-July, Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines reintroduced a bill funding construction of a regional water system. If it's built, it would pipe in endless amounts of fresh drinking water to the reservation and surrounding communities from a lake in north-central Montana. Here's Daines.
Now, the bottom line is this. Water is a basic need for Montana families, for Montana farmers, Montana ranchers. And unfortunately, our rural communities are often overlooked. Their water projects are behind.
The bill would invest nearly $5 million into the Rocky Boys project. But first, it needs to get passed. Rural water systems are often considered pork barrel spending by many Republicans in Congress concerned about the country's rising debt. And this same bill has already failed three times in the past 5 years. But Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, a Republican who supports the bill, says infrastructure is one thing the federal government should spend money on.
Particularly when it can't be provided by the community in some other way. So I am supportive for funding here. And this is the lifeblood. We have a situation here at Rocky Boy where they're, you know, within a week of completely running out of water. And that would more than dry up the community. It would make it go away.
The Rural Water Projects bill is currently moving through Congress. It was passed out of the Senate Appropriations Committee last Thursday and now awaits a vote on the Senate floor. But back in Rocky Boys, the situation is still dire. Next week, the tribe hosts an annual powwow on the reservation, and they're expecting between 10 and 20,000 tourists.
What are you going to do for water? What's your plan?
Monitor it and hope we can manage it. That's all I can do. We're almost in a wait-and-see mode.
If the tribe does run out of water this summer, they'll declare a state of emergency. White says the National Guard is ready to haul in water on tanker trucks, and Walmart has offered to truck in trailers full of bottled water. For Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Nate Hedgie in Box Elder.